KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. The high of 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Three estates have helped to assure the future of the Montgomery County Family YMCA with requests of $1.48 million benefiting the Y. Mike Olson, Montgomery County Family YMCA Board President, commenting on the recent estate bequests of nearly $1.5 million, says it's very humbling to receive this amount of money, and we feel so blessed to have people help to sustain the Y financially in such a big way. The bequests will help the Red Oak facility and its programs to assist the health and well-being of area residents. Nick Zimmer, the Y's Executive Director, states the majority of the new funding will support the permanent endowment, of which only the principal's interest can be spent according to the endowment bylaws, for operational needs and for long-term maintenance needs. Zimmer acknowledges with deep gratitude the following bequests: $800,000 from the Charles and Norma Wilson Foundation, $573,000 from the Helen Murphy Estate, and $109,000 from the Rod and Jean Farmer Estate. The Wilsons and Murphys, Ms. Murphy, that is, were key contributors to initial construction of the Y, as well as ongoing financial support. Their service to numerous community endeavors has been previously widely chronicled. According to Zimmer, Rod Farmer was instrumental in formulating initial multi-million-dollar fundraising strategies and also monitored the large volunteer local effort it took to build the facility. Zimmer says that Rod provided his expertise throughout a 19-month period. His Y background and knowledge of our market size were crucial. He knew just how to raise $6.6 million, the most ever done in our county, and he assisted the YMCAs nationwide with their campaigns. Farmer retired as CEO of the Greater Des Moines YMCA and previously held positions with the Kansas City and St. Louis YMCAs. He was a graduate of the Fremont Nebraska High School and Midland Lutheran University in Fremont. Gene Farmer also graduated from Midland with an education degree and taught many years in the Des Moines Public Schools. Zimmer and Olson point out that even with these sizable gifts, of the continuing need for monetary support in order for the Y to function. Zimmer said over the next 7-plus years, the facility could have up to $1.7 million worth of facility replacement costs to address as it continues to keep the YMCA operating at the highest level of facility care possible. And Zimmer said, we sincerely appreciate everyone's assistance, whatever and how much it may be. To learn more about the Montgomery County Family YMCA and how you can become involved, you can call Nick Zimmer, Executive Director, at 712-623-2161. Stop in at the facility or visit them on Facebook or their website at www.mycymca.com. Douglas Miller, founder and spokesperson for the Take Back Bridgewater Iowa Group, says its leadership members and citizens are invited to a short meeting with 3rd District Republican Congressman David Young this evening at 5 o'clock. The meeting will be held in the basement of the Bridgewater United Methodist Church at 224 North Main Street in Bridgewater. Congressman David Young's office staff responded to a letter sent by Miller asking for support and assistance in combating an ongoing drug problem in Bridgewater. The director for Congressman Young said in his response to Miller, "We would like this meeting to be a starting point for a much lengthier conversation." The nonprofit initiative Take Back Bridgewater Iowa was formed to unite citizens with efforts to reduce ongoing criminal events as drug-related activities increase in the small rural Adair County town. More information about tonight's meeting and the Take Back Bridgewater Iowa can be found on the Facebook page by that same name. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a June trial has been scheduled for a Sioux City man accused of using a belt on his daughter after she refused to do the laundry. Online court records say 42-year-old Ricardo Cordova Larios entered a written plea of not guilty Friday to a charge of assault causing injury or mental illness. His trial is set to begin June 13th. Court documents say bruises on the 14-year-old girl's back, neck, and upper torso matched the outline of a belt. Sioux City Animal Control officers have found more than 40 cats in a home Friday after getting a tip. Megan Lalk says they found the animals in horrible conditions with an overwhelming smell.
I was the one that originally went out there, and even just walking up to the house, the smell was horrific. Didn't make contact with anybody. You could see a couple cats in the window, but other than that, we got a hold of housing after that. They went out there, posted the property with a notice, and then after the 24-hour notice was up, we went into the property and started removing cats.
Long says two people were living in the home that was covered in waste.
There was a lot of cats that are sick, and when they're in that environment and you take them out into the fresh air, their upper respiratory just goes crazy just because they're used to breathing in the ammonia and all the stuff that is in a house that's in that condition. When we went in and originally removed them, our count was at 41.
Some of the cats died after being rescued, and others are being treated for a variety of health issues.
Generally, you try to keep them segregated from the rest of the population because the ones that are sick, these cats technically aren't ours yet. We're just holding them pending the case. We had a couple dogs come out of the house as well, and those we actually took to the vet and had vetted.
She says they left traps in the house to try and catch at least five more cats. Investigators are still working on the case and say charges are possible against the two people living in the home. Republican lawmakers who just wrapped up the 2017 legislative session this past weekend already list tax reform as their top agenda for the 2018. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer and other Republicans say they're not ruling anything out at this point.
Put it all on the table, sort it out, and see where we can land. But hopefully we're to end up with a simpler system that makes us competitive.
Republican Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull has been using computer models for the past few months to experiment with changes.
We have the most complicated system in the nation, and we have some of the highest rates in the system.
Iowa's top tax rate for individual taxpayers is nearly 9%, but it's not 9% when compared to how taxes are calculated in other states. That's because Iowans get to deduct their federal income taxes from their income before calculating how much they owe the state of Iowa. For the first time in decades, at the urging of key business groups, Republicans are seriously talking about getting rid of that deduction. Senator Feenstra warns, though, that that deduction has to be phased out.
When you start getting rid of federal deductibility, you can create a dramatic increase in taxes if you don't do it in a targeted manner.
Feenstra is chairman of the Senate committee that drafts state tax policy. He says delaying the debate about income taxes changes means that legislators will find out what changes may be at the federal level because of those changes may force adjustments in state-level plan. Tax plan, that is, and Senate Minority Leader Rob Hogue of Cedar Rapids said that he and other Democrats are wary of the GOP's talk about tax reform, but not yet ready to say no.
If they come out with a massive tax cut for wealthy people and corporations, that's going to be a non-starter for us, and we're going to do everything we can to try to stop that. If they have a real interest in tax reform that's going to be bipartisan, that will help working families and middle-class Iowans and make our taxes simpler and fairer, we will work with them on that.
Democrats point to the experience in Kansas, where Republicans enacted major tax cuts 5 years ago and made 330,000 small businesses exempt from taxes. It has created a huge state budget deficit, and Kansas lawmakers are struggling out how to fix things. Feenstra says Republicans in Iowa do not intend to follow the Kansas playbook when it comes to tax policy.
They were not forward-thinking of what could be the pitfalls. You can't do in one fell swoop and hope it works.
Feenstra says Republicans in the Iowa legislature have another 7 months to run ideas through computer models and come up with something that could simplify and reduce income taxes, but not blow a hole in the state budget. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.